When I come to these things, I really think about, you know, I was a team award, you know, I was playing in a team, which is a big help. And I was just listening to Roy Keane doing the interview, and he was saying it was easy to play in a good team when you have good players around you and leaders around you. So I'm really representing them. I think the individual sports is what I really look to all the time. You know, they train on their own, do the work on their own and everything else, and they're great. But it is a great award, and I'm honoured 40 years later to be still remembered as great. And I think these sports awards are brilliant, and I think it's a brilliant thing. We take all the good sports people together. We're a big sports county. We take all the good sports people together. All together into here, and it's great to have them all together. And the, you know, school's been honoured, and schoolboys and girls been honoured, and everything else. So I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's great, and fair play to Declan, Grace, and all the committee. They've done a really good job, and it's nice to be recognised 40 years later.
Four or five, you won, was it?
I think I won four of them. All right, that I know. There were nobody else. We're just lucky enough that I was just kicking an odd point at that time.
82 was a significant year, though. It was a big breakthrough year.
Oh, massive. We're just saying that, you know, it was massive, and you know, it was great to meet Tom in there, Tom Cunningham, who was managing, you know.
You won the under-21.
Yeah, they were just saying, they were under-21, but they were just saying in there that, you know, Tom was just saying, Tom was a man for first, he won the first four Masters, he won the first All-Ireland with Donegal, and then he took Donegal, he took his promotion in 88 up to Division 1 for the first time, which was a big thing as well at the time. So, you know, that team was good, you know. I know we won the All-Ireland in 82, and that under-21 All-Ireland, that was a big breakthrough for the county, because, you know, meant that we were there at the table, you know, people kind of, when I started playing Donegal, all were kind of down the bottom of Division 3, and it was not easy. I remember playing against Tipperary in my first game that time in 88. And the county, sorry, when I started in 80, the League 80, 81, and the Tipperary fullback was wearing glasses at the time in Ballyshannon, and that's the way it was at the time, you know, when we were down there. So important was to get out of Division 3, out of Division 2, and get into Division 1 and start that. So look, there were a good bunch of players came through in the county that a really strong bunch of players. The 82 team, seven of us played in won Ulster in 83, and then we're very unlucky not to beat Galway, I thought, in that semi-final in 83, and then, you know, it took us 10 years afterwards to win the All-Ireland, Tom.
Yeah, what was competition with 87, winning All-Ireland, another 21.
But there came a lot of players, you look at it, there came a lot of players through, you know, that weren't on, you know, the likes of, you know, there are a lot of players, you know, the likes of Gary Walsh, Noel Higgerty, and my own brother James, you know, there came a lot
Declan
of...
Boner.
Declan Boner, that's right. A lot of players, Tony Boyle. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of players, we needed it all, Martin Gavigan. Yeah. You look at them all, there are more, Brian Murray, that we didn't have. We needed them all, Tom, at that stage, you know, but look, it was great times, it was good time. We look back and, you know, I mean, it's great. The county's we've had great,
when you think of 82 now, obviously 92 outclassed that or whatever, but when you think of 1982, what's the first thing you think of?
I think of a very wet day in Kerry and Shannon. I always think of Noel Dory and Kelly Beggs who carried me off the field afterwards. But I just think that it was great. It was a great occasion going down there, and a big crowd, a massive Donegal support and everything else. And the game, you know, went well. It was a bad condition and everything else. But, you know, and then coming back home to Donegal town, and the celebrations was great. The whole thing was great. And we had a great week of celebrating. I always remember, you know, men having a few drinks that him with remember the Seamus Boner, the late great Seamus Boner, you know, and that there, and it was great. You know, when you think back, and there's great times, and you know, winning that All Ireland was great, because you know, we didn't think probably Donegal would ever win a senior All Ireland, so that was the start of things, and maybe put us on the map a bit. I mean, did big things, I know for myself, you got an All Star replacement out of it, you got different things out of it, so yeah, it was the start of good things.
You won a lot of honours, but obviously the Donegal Sports Star Award was an honour that you treasure too.
Oh yeah, exactly, totally nothing, because you know, it's big, you know, to meet, as I said, to meet, be honoured with other sports people and be classed as, said, you know, I'm not saying the best Gaelic footballer in the county and that, but to be honoured at the way it is, you know, the way they do it and everything else, I think it's great honour. I think it's a great, this is a great award, I'm very proud of it. And I think, you know sometimes, you know, children that didn't see you playing, didn't see you doing anything, and then they realise 40 years later, you know, even grandchildren say, oh, this man wasn't too bad, we won something too. But that's the way, you know, the way it is, and but it was good. It's good. It's a great award, and I'm honoured to be honoured here tonight.
Yeah, you were in Uri yesterday. Obviously, Donegal began their campaign. What did you make of it?
Listen, it was the first half was the only thing you could look at, because when both teams started with non-subs, I think the second half, and I met Brian McAvoy, the Ulster Council secretary after, and said he has got to change that system. It's not a good system. It's not fair. Like, there were 3,500 people at the game yesterday. Like, they paid in to see, not to see just one half of football, to see two halves of football. I think it's spoiling the thing about all the subs coming on. I thought, looking at it, Donegal, slow to start, was understandable. The travelling away team down or training since before, as I said, Donegal had a manager even in place downward training. And so I think they've that step ahead of everybody, and I think they'll get promotion in Division 3. Very sharp. The championship game, Tom's going to be tough up in Uri, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be a different down team than we've seen this last so many years, and going up there, so it's going to be a tough game. But I think that looking at Donegal, I saw Keelan McColgan, I like him. I thought I liked him yesterday, even when he was in cornerback. And I heard he played against cornerback against Dublin in the challenge game, was very good. I thought he was good yesterday too, while he was on the field playing. And, you know, they give a lot of lads trials and everything else. So, look, it's hard to know. It's hard to judge. It's hard to judge on the first game, but it was great to get a game under their belt anyway. I mean, it's the big one, I suppose. Michael Murphy's not there, you know, we have to, players
Neil
have
McGee,
to deal,
Neil
McGee's gone as well. Well, Neil probably didn't play a wild lot last year, but the thing about it is that, you know, their big leader's gone, that there. So from that point of view, you know, it's going to be different, you know, other players have to step up and do that, and hopefully, because I think Kerry will not come with a strong team, Tom, not a very, I'll tell you, I think it'd be important to get 2 points against Kerry. We need to be ready for that anyway.
Yeah, because it's a very congested, very intense season as well, obviously.
Oh yeah, you have
like
to.
Like you're out in the championship on the 23rd of April.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I mean. You have to, you're ready now, you have to get ready and get, you know, injury's going to be a big thing, panel of players will be important, getting ready for that there and everything else. And
is Paddy Carroll lucky maybe that, you know, the late appointment, he's starting behind the
court? He is probably starting behind other teams in Division 1. Now, Kerry, I suppose, wouldn't have started that early either because
they were working later.
But the thing about it is that, you know, I mean, listen, players always fit anyway in a good shape. They're going to gyms and doing everything anyway. So I don't think that'll be a problem. I just hope, from the McHugh household point of view, it doesn't come down to the last game, Donegal and Roscommon, Tom. I know you're a Roscommon man, down in Roscommon, with Mark on the sideline for Roscommon and Ryan playing for Donegal, and who gets relegated between the two. But anyway, we'll deal with that when it happens.